Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Tonzer on how good 2014 really was in just a moment.
It's cattle deworming time, and I'm so psyched about using Cydectin Injectable that I wrote y'all a little rap ditty. Only twice a year you'll be needing this unique and effective mix. It's proven to be long-lasting, so your herd is always first pick. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injectin' with Cydectin. Get injectin' with Cydectin. The cattle's all a-mooing. The dung beetles are not phased. Greener pastures are a-stewing. Making Cydectin all the craze. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed. So get injectin with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin.
To learn more about Cydectin Injectable and its short withholding time and its numerous benefits, talk to your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim VetMedica, Inc. representative today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
One of these days, when old-timers start talking about the good old days for the beef cattle industry, especially for the cow-calf end of our cattle business, they may be referring to 2014. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer joining us today, and we're talking about how good 2014 really was, especially for the cow-calf end of our cattle business. He's talked about it before, a lot of our economists that we talk with, Jim Robb, Daryl Peel, and others. But Dr. Tonzer tells us that the most recent evidence of 2014 being as good as it was comes from USDA's Economic Research Service and a study just out.
Yeah, so twice a year ERS does this, and they try to peg, like you said, the value of production as well as cost of production, and they came out most recently on October 1st. I want to call everybody's attention to that. But for the country as a whole, so in the national statements for the cow-calf sector, the punchline of this was the value of production over operating cost were up over 260% in 2014 versus 2013. And to give, you know, dollars per cow that everybody can relate to, they were $108 returns over cash cost effectively in 2013, and they were up to $391 in 2014. I'm sharing this for a host of reasons. There's other statistics that listeners can go, you know, check out there. But that's giving you some context of the magnitude of just how good 2014 was relative to 13. This comes from a source that's different than K-State, different than LMIC and others that we use. And I'm trying to share that regardless of who calculates it, 2014 was a historically strong year. I know that sounds like a backward-looking statement, but the reason I'm highlighting it was even with the pullback in the markets in September, I was running around saying we're going to keep expanding the herd. Mm-hmm. And among the reasons I was so confident it was 2014 was so good, a lot of cow-calf folks were plugging that money back into the industry.
So 2015 won't be quite as good as the incredible returns of 2014 for the cow-calf end of our beef business, but still very good indeed is what we're expecting at the end of the day. Much, much better than, say, for example, 2 years ago in 2013. As far as regional numbers are concerned, right here in the middle part of the country, Dr. Tonzer says even better, maybe a little bit, than the overall U.S. numbers.
But the way USDA does this is they have a region called Prairie Gateway, so it doesn't follow state borders. Rather, it's, I believe they call them, you know, production areas, but the Prairie Gateway includes Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and that region is basically the similar story to the U.S., but a little better yet. Mm-hmm. So the value of production over operating cost was $437 per cow in 2014, and that's up from $155 in 2013. So whether you look at the region that includes Kansas or you look at the U.S. as a whole, 2014 was a great year. That's why I think we're not going to see the end of expansion anytime soon.
Cattle market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Mike and Martha Armitage want to invite you to their fall gathering coming up this Saturday, November 7th at OKC West El Reno, Oklahoma. Three times to keep in mind. 11 a.m., they'll be selling 2,000 commercial females, pairs, young cows, and bred heifers. Then 3:30 p.m., they'll be offering 35 registered Brangus bulls. Then at 6 p.m., the A-Bar Ranch Remuda Sale, 17 ranch geldings, 40 weaned colts. For information, give Mike or Martha Armitage a call at 918-342-2225. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.